Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. I've seen in the paper this morning, Alan, June has set another global temperature record, extending a blazingly hot year. The trend continues upward for the warming of the Earth.
Well, it has all kinds of profound implications. Obviously, the long-term implications that we're going in the wrong direction and that we haven't been able to turn it around is one thing. There'll be people who deny and continue to deny and say that if you look back in the records of the country and the world, you will see that we've gone through hot periods before. On the other hand, the scientists really shouldn't and couldn't and won't be denied by most people that it's really a terrible situation in which we have buried our heads in the sand and refused to acknowledge that this is a very serious problem. In the meantime, short term, everybody should use all kinds of protection on their arms if they're out in the gardens and others, because you're going to come in, you're going to have a sunburn. And we do know that those sunburns can have dire consequences in the long run, especially with children. Years later can develop cancers based on exposure to the sun.
Well, day two of the Republican National Convention. I'll read from the AP, Alan. The art of the coronation has taken something of a beating at the Republican National Convention. Nevertheless, Donald Trump now has the crown. The roll call of the states last night delivered Trump the nomination. Day three brings two conservative stalwarts to the stage, running mate Mike Pence and Trump's most tenacious primary opponent, Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
I don't know if you saw it, David, but the New York Times had an article yesterday that gave Hillary a 76% chance of winning. Well, you can believe whatever you want to believe. I say that the very same guys who are coming up with some of this polling data didn't think Donald Trump had a chance of becoming the nominee. And yet we saw last night that he is. The way in which this is all looking to me is that it's going to be a hell of a fight and that polls really should be disregarded, because in order to have an effective poll, you got to know who you're polling. In other words, who's going to come out. That's almost always done based on who came out the last time. But I have a feeling with this Trump phenomena, a lot of people are going to be coming out who represent a different social, economic, and political class than we have seen in the past. So for those people who are resting on a series of polls that the New York Times and others have taken saying, relax, everybody, Hillary's going to win, not so fast.
An editorial, the headline, Paul Ryan's Dance with the Donald in the Times this morning, Alan. The speaker has revealed himself to be a weak opportunist, far from the ideas man and budget wonk he made himself out to be.
You think?
That's it. Yes. Well, let's go from there then to this topic, early voting. Now, I see this story out of Massachusetts to hold first ever early voting. What about that? And how does that affect a presidential race?
Well, look, there's no question. Every time that you make it easier to vote, show up earlier, permanent registration, same day registration, your license plate registration, you go get your license, you get registered. That helps the Democrats. And so, therefore, it is not surprising that if you go to states which are controlled by Republican legislatures, they're not going to do that. But if you go to a place, a blue state like Massachusetts, I don't think there's any question that once you allow this to start happening, it's going to just be another helpful way that Democrats, who often have more difficulty getting to the polls, either for good or bad reasons, are activated.
Let's go back to Hillary Clinton for a moment. You mentioned the 76% prediction, but we haven't even heard who the VP pick will be. And the short list, including the agricultural secretary, Vilsack, and the former Virginia governor, Tim Kaine.
Well, the way that it's looking to me, and what do I know? You know, I'm not there. I don't know the people. But the way that I'm looking at it now, it looks like Kaine from Virginia. It's a state that can be in play. He's extremely popular with a lot of people. He has a political base so that he's been vetted. You know, a lot of times you pick people who have never been vetted publicly because they're not in positions where we vet. So we hear stories about admirals, vice admirals, and others, but they don't bring a lot politically to the table. It has to be somebody who can work with the president. Should she win? We've seen a very good relationship between Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and I'm sure that she's going to be looking to replicate that kind of relationship, so that if somebody has to go to the Senate, you need somebody who knows the political ropes. And picking somebody who is not in that loop leaves you vulnerable.